Margaret. Good morning.
大家早。
Let's turn the Bible to Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们一起翻到。
Or you can see the screen on the wall.
以弗所书六章，你也可以从墙上的 PowerPoint 可以看到经文。
We would like to read from verse 1 to verse 4 in English first.
我们要从一到四节，我们先用英文来读一遍。
And also we will read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
接着我们也会读哥罗西书三章。
Let us read together.
让我们一起来读。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. Okay, let's go to Colossians.Okay.
我们要用中文的。
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Let's read Chinese, Mandarin. Okay.
好，
我们一起来用以弗所书第六章用中文，我们一起来念，好吗？第一节。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。你们做儿女的要在凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。 Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Ask our Lord to guide us into truth.
求主带领我们进入他的真理。
Lord, we come to you.
父神，我们来到你的面前。
We ask you to help us, assist us.
主，我们真是求你帮助我们。
Through your spirit that we may learn what you want to talk to us.
透过您的灵，我们能够学到今天你要向我们所说的话。
Not only receive the word of life, but also carry on in our daily life.
不但只是领受你生命的话语，并且能在我们每天的生命里面能够实现出来。
Bless our family.
求你祝福我们的家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. I try to put these verses together, so you will see it's kind of edited, but that is cover everything we have just read.
我尽量把这个我们刚刚读过的经节放在一起，就是刚刚我们所读过的所有的经节。
Children, obey your parents in everything in the Lord, for this is right and pleases the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是所喜悦的。
They ask children to obey their parents.
圣经里面要我们做孩子的要听从我们的父母。
In everything.
是要在所凡事。
In the Lord.
是要在主里。
So if you listen to what your parents teach you, and you just follow it or obey it, and that will please the Lord.
所以如果做儿女的今天我们听到父母叫我们做什么，我们能够顺服他们，这就是主所喜悦的。
Is it simple?
是不是很简单呢？
See, obey your parents. Actually, your parents just function as a mediator.
你看，做父母的其实只是一个中间的一个媒介啊。
Because your parents need to follow what the law has told them.
我们做父母的是要遵行神所告诉我们的。
That means through your parents, but you obey the Lord.
其实就是透过你的父母， 做孩子的们就顺服神了。
So you obey the Lord, absolutely, you will please the Lord.
所以当然当你顺服神的时候，你当然是主所喜悦的。
And then we talk about you need to not only obey your parents, but also you need to honor your father and mother, honor your parents.
接着我们要讲，我们不但要顺服我们的父母，听从我们的父母，我们还要孝敬我们的父母。
To honor and also to respect and also to take care of them when they get old.
孝敬父母不但要顺服、听从，更是当他们年老的时候，我们要照顾我们的父母。
So if your parents get old and nobody take care of them, this is not a very honorable thing for you.
您看，当您的父母如果 年长了，没有人照顾他，这对你来讲不是一件很有面子的事情。
And this comes from the Ten Commandments that Moses gave it to Israel under the God's commandment.
这也是从远从于十诫，当摩西从神那儿得到诫命的时候，他交付给以色列人的诫命。
The Ten Commandments, the first four commandments is.The relationship between man and God.
在十诫里面，第一条到第四条是讲到神人与神的关系。
And the last six commandment is man to man.
最后六条诫命是讲到人与人之间的关系。
And the very first of that six commandment is to honor your father and mother.
在第六条讲到说要尊敬孝敬我们的父母。
And you go through all those ten commandments, you will find nine commandments, they always come with a negative tone.
如果您看那十条我们的十诫的时候，其中有九条都是比较否定的语气。
You shall not.
You shall not. 你不应该怎么样。
You shall not worship idol.
你不可以敬拜偶像。
You shall not steal.
你不可以偷窃。
But,The only one is with positive tone is honor, you shall honor your parents.
唯一用肯定语气的就是你要孝敬父母。
And this is going to bring you a lot of blessing from God.
因为如此做的话，您就会从神那儿得到许多的祝福。
That is God's promise.
这是神的应许。
If you honor your parents.
当你孝敬父母的时候。
And also, you will...Enjoy a long life.
不但如此，您可以还可以在世享长寿。
We have many age or senior in our congregation.
在我们会友当中，我们有很多年长的弟兄姐妹。
Apparently, their children are going to be blessed by the Lord.
我们可以看到他们的孩子已经会受到神的祝福。
Is that reasonable that if you honor your parent, you take care of your parent, and God will promise you a long life?
您觉得这合理吗？如果您孝敬父母，照顾父母，您在世界可以享长寿，你觉得这是合理的吗？
You got something from your parent, do you know that?
您知道吗？你从你父母那儿有得到一些东西。
You got their genes.
因为你得到的是他的基因。
And if you take care of them,
如果您好好照顾您的父母的话
，then you will understand what the gene inside you gonna function in the future.
你就会了解在你身体里面的基因在以后你的生命你会怎么样运作。
Maybe they are lack of calcium.
Maybe 你的父母可能在身体里面缺少钙。
They need a lot of calcium supply.
他们就要多吃一点钙的补充品。
So through that you learn that hey, when I get old, I need a lot of calcium.
所以当你老的时候，你会想到哦，我可能像我爸爸妈妈也一样，也要多吃一点钙。
So you know how to take care of yourself through the example in front of you.
所以你就从你在你面前的爸爸妈妈生命里面可以看到，当你老的时候，你要怎么照顾自己。
So you pay attention to take care of your parents, then you will know how to take care of yourself in the future.
所以当你爸爸妈妈年长的时候，你照顾他们，也就学习有一天当你老的时候，你怎么照顾你自己。
Is that reasonable?
你觉得这是合理的吗？
So better take good care of your parents.
所以最好您要好好照顾您的父母。
And I think the children must be waiting for this.
我想做孩子现在等，很高兴我讲下面这一段。
Father, do not exasperate and embitter your children.
做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，并激怒他们。
They will become discouraged.
恐怕他们失了志气。
All you need to raise them up is from the Lord.
我们所做的只是要按照主的教训来养育我们的孩子。
Let me start it from a different angle to explain this.
让我用一个不同的角度来解释这件事。
How to help your children get discouraged?
怎么样让你的孩子失了志气？
You can try my suggestion.
你可以试试看我的建议。
They will get discouraged very soon.
很快你的孩子就失了志气了。
First one.
第一条。
Overprotection.
过度的保护。
You so much care about them. You want to protect them. You want to make sure every step they would never fail.
你这么爱他们，保护他们，你希望他没有一步走错，从来不跌倒。
You know, that means to them is you don't want them to grow up.
其实你知道吗？您这样子做对孩子来讲，就是希望他们永远都不要长大。
You want them just a little bit baby.
就像个小 baby 一样。
But in their heart, they will say, "You don't trust me."
其实，在孩子的心里面会觉得说，爸爸妈妈，你不信任我。
Then the anger gonna accumulate.
然后接着在心里面有愤怒的产生。
Secondly, is overindulgence or negligence.
第二种方法就是过度的溺爱，或者是过度的放过动的过度的疏忽他们。
That means you give them abundance of freedom.
一种情况就是你给他们无限的自由。
So they don't have any boundary.
所以他们完全没有一个界限。
Or you don't provide them a quality time, stay with them or at home.
或者是你们给他们一个有品质的时间，在家里都没有时间陪他们。
So pretty much they can do whatever they want.
所以他在家可以做所有他想做的事。
As a matter of fact, children doesn't really appreciate in the long run.
其实您知道吗？在你的孩子在长期来讲，他并不谢谢，不会很感激你这样做。
Too much freedom means no security and not being loved.
您知道吗？如果过度的自由的时候，表示是没有界限的，反而没有安全感，反而没有感觉到被爱。
Then the anger will accumulate.
接着他的愤怒也会开始累积。
The third one will be favoritism.
第三种状况就是有偏爱的情况。
Well, some child, you are very lucky. You are the one and the only one in the family, so you don't have that problem.
有些孩子很幸运，因为你是家里唯一的、独一的孩子，所以你大概没有这种问题。
Everything is for me.
因为所有的东西都是我的。
There's no competition.
没有什么竞争。
But if you got siblings,
但是如果今天你有兄弟姐妹的时候
，and parents treat them different way, and they will feel that's not fair.
当父母对他们兄弟姐妹有不同的情况的时候，其他的孩子就会觉得这是不公平的。
They need to compete to gain parents' attention.
接着，他们兄弟姐妹之间就会互相来竞争，来得到父母的注意力。
And they can become bitter rivals in the future.
结果以后就变成了心里面有苦毒的孩子。
And you help them to accumulate anger.
接着，你也是间接的帮助他们在心里面累积他们的愤怒。
The fourth one is unrealistic goals.
第四种的情况是给他们设定一种不完全不合理的、不合理的一种
目标。You constantly pushing them for achievement.
你不断的 push 他们，就是要他们继续一直努力达到目标。
They got 5 courses last semester, and they got 4 A and 1 B.
上学期拿了5门课，4个 A， 1个 B。
And your attention only on that 1B.
哦，你所有的注意就是看的那个 B.
You don't see the 4A at all.
你看不到那个4个 A.
And why you got this?
你为什么要拿到这个 B 呢？
And even they fail, there's no comfort from them.
尤其小孩子在学校里面失败了，也没有得到你的鼓励。
And this is going to help them a lot to accumulate the anger.
这种情况会让他们心里面更厉害的来累积他们的愤怒。
And the last one will be over-criticism or excessive discipline.
哦，还有最后一种状况就是过度的批评或过分严厉的处罚。
And they may feel they are not worthy.
孩子们心里面会感觉说我一点都不值得。
And anger surely will accumulate.
当然，他们心里面的愤怒又再一次的产生。
And this is going to help them a lot to become discouraged.
这上述的五种情况就会帮助小孩子很容易失去了他们的志气。
See, children to obey parents, and then parents raise them up. All, both of them are in the Lord.
所以您看，孩子要孝敬父母，做父母的要在主里面带孩子，我们彼此都应该在主里。
It should be very simple and easy one, right?
听起来应该是很简单、很容易的一件事，不是吗？
Well, today I'm not coming to stand, try to stand only one from for one side.
今天我不是只是从一方面来讲。
I'll try to bring up the both sides' difficulty.
我现在会从两方面来一起来看看看彼此的困难处。
Let's start with parents.
我们先来从做父母的来讲。
The difficulty for parents to raise up their kids in the Lord, surely there's some difficulty.
当然我们知道从父母来讲，养育孩子当然是有困难的。
Some of them may be children you don't really understand.
有的时候做孩子的我们不了解。
Parents, most of parents are very busy and they have a restraint of time.
大部分的父母都很忙碌。时间是有很有限的。
They need to develop their own social life.
做父母的也有自己的社交的生活。
Maybe they also need to spend a lot of time on internet.
做父母的有时候自己也很喜欢上网。
Chat room.
跟别人聊聊啊，在电脑
上。Their own party.
有自己的 party.
They got a lot of stress from their career or job.
在自己的工作上面也父母也面临了很多的压力。
And also one of the stress is I need to make sure my kids will survive after they become independent.
还有一个压力很大，就是我希望我的孩子能有一天长大以后独立的时候真的能够过得下去。
They observe you day by day.
做父母的每天都在观察这个做孩子的。
Will my kids make it?
我的孩子到底可不可以将来长大，能不能够独立
？And also, the parents also got peer pressure. You know that?
你知道做父母的，我们也有 peer pressure， 我们也有同辈的压力。
They look their friends' kids.
做父母的看到别人的孩子。
They got good grades.
哇哦，别人的孩子成绩都很好啊。
They learn piano, violin, dancing.
别人的孩子又是弹钢琴，又是拉小提琴，又会跳舞。
So they come back home.
哇，回到家里。
Go.
Go, 去，你也要学。
Friends' kids go to the good college, famous one.
朋友的孩子去了好的大学。
They will become cheerleader.
他们也变成了这个 cheerleader, 变成啦啦队了。
Go and get it.
哇，赶快，你也要这样子做。
Even...When their children become adults, they also check their friends' kids' salary and job.
孩子长大了，大学毕业了，都做事了，做父母的还在问别人的孩子赚多少钱。
Do you know that that is a stress for them?
你知道吗？这个对孩子来讲又是一种压力呢。
They may compete with their compare with their friends in some area. If they didn't make it, they will say, "Kids.Take over.
所以当这些孩子们觉得说，哎，可以跟我这些朋友的孩子来竞争的时候，就会又叫说，孩子你也这样子做。
So they got lots of pressure there for them to just only simply to raise you up. They feel a lot of burden there.
您看，做孩子的，你要想到做父母的，光是养育里面也有许多的压力。
Okay, let's talk about children.
好，我们来现在看看孩子。
It's your turn now.
好，现在是轮到你们了。
Kids, you never try to imagine that I never been young.
小孩子们，你们大小永远没有想到自己已经是还是小孩子哦。
Because I was young before.
因为我自己以前也曾经年轻过。
There is a time clock in your physical.Body.
在你的身体里面有一个生物的时钟。
Maybe one day a boy went to the mirror and saw, "Wow, there's something coming out from my this area, lip area."
可能做男孩子有一天照镜子一看，哎，奇怪，我嘴巴怎么长出了一些东西了。
He wanted to scream.
I'm sorry.
He wanted to scream.
Oh, 你要大叫。
He wants to take a microphone.
你想要拿个麦克风
To tell the whole world.
就告诉全世界
I got beard.
我有胡子了。
But they suppress themselves.
这是他们想要表达自己啊。
That may scare too many people.
这个事情会让许多的人惊讶。
So they kept quiet.
然后他们就又放在心里面。
And then they laugh.
然后他们在笑。
How can it be?
怎么可能呢？
This is a huge news.
这是一个大的消息。
So they start to observe themselves.
所以做孩子开始观察自己。
What else part of my body going to change?
我的身体到底还有哪些部分会改变呢？
And the height start to increase.
And heart?
Height.
Height, oh, height. 他的身高一直长高。
The voice start to change.
然后声音也逐渐变得比较低沉。
Well, that must be something very important.
所以这次是很重要的事情。
And because of the growth is so rapidly,
因为生长的速度是这么的快,
most boys will feel tired, exhausted.
身体会觉得很累。
See, your body running so fast that you mentally, you didn't catch up.
你知道吗?当你的身体长得这么的快的时候,你的心智的成熟度没有那么快,没有跟上这个速度。
And at that moment, you start to try to find who am I?
那个时候你就会问,我到底是谁?
You want to find your identity.
你会寻找你自我的一个肯定。
You want to gain more independence.
你需要更加的要独立。
You want to build up your own character and your format.
而且你想自己建立你自己的个性，还有你自己的做事的方法。
You want you to be unique.
你要让自己成为一个很特殊的人。
A special one.
特别的一个人。
One and the only one.
而且是唯一的那一个人。
That's called cool.
那个就叫 cool.
You want to be cool.
你要做一个酷的人。
But you don't know how.
但是你不知道怎么做。
Then that's called awkward.
变成是一个很 awkward, 很奇怪的一个。
And you have nobody to tell.
但是你没有任何人可以去诉说。
You don't want to talk to your parents.
你当然不想跟你爸爸妈妈说咯。
But this is such a huge new discovery, but you have no place to go.
这是对你身体是多么大的一个发现，但是你却无人可诉说。
You try to manage well, but you didn't.
你希望能够自己能够处理得很好，却是没有办法。
So you look into peers.
所以你就开始找你的朋友。
You hope go into the peers just like Adam run into the jungle.
你知道吗？你去找你的朋友，就好像亚当跑到了丛林里面一样。
You feel safe there.
你突然觉得很安全。
If you feel we got the same language.
因为你的朋友都跟你说一样的语言。
But you never know whether the peer is good or bad.
但是你不知道你的朋友们是不是好或是不好。
What they bring up, whether in the law or not.
而且你也不知道你的孩子、你的朋友们是不是在主里面长大的。
So the changes in you, your parents didn't really totally understand and appreciate.
所以当您的身体里面在成长的时候，你的父母并不了解也不能欣赏。
Quite often you feel that you left alone.
很多时候你觉得你是独自一个人。
You thought that you grow very lonely.
你突然觉得你非常的孤单在长大。
Because people may not really understand you. You want somebody truly know you.
因为你会发觉没有人了解你，你真是希望有个人知道你的心。
And let's get back to the verses we have read.
我们再回到我们刚刚读的经节。
They say, children, obey your parents in every way and in the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，要在主里凡事听从父母。
There is some practical difficulty.
有一些很实际的困难。
If my parents, they haven't received the salvation,
如果我的父母还没有接受主
How they can teach me and let me obey in the Lord
如果我的父母没有在主里面他们怎么能在主里面教导我来听从他们呢
Some advice for you now
好我现在这边有给你一点忠告
You need to study the Bible very very sincerely
你必须很诚恳的来读圣经
Because your parent is not going to tell you whatready from the Bible.
因为如果你的父母还没有得救的话，他没有办法从圣经里面告诉你。
So whatever your parents brought it up to give you the guidance, you need to check. This is parable to the Bible teaching.
所以如果父母有些什么教导的时候，您自己要在圣经里面来看是不是合乎圣经的教导。
Secondly is if your parents are Christian but they don't really well devoted to the Lord.
还有一种情况就是您的父母虽然是基督徒，但是却不是很委身的基督徒。
And they may claim that I commend you from the Bible, but not exactly from the Bible.
有的时候他说我按照圣经我来吩咐你要做这件事情，但是其实却不是圣经的教导。
Then you may have a good opportunity to tell them, could you please read Bible carefully?
也许你可以很有礼貌的告诉你的父母，爸爸妈妈，你可不可以仔细一点来读圣经？
So you can have a good teaching for me.
然后您可以好好的教导我。
Of course, you know, you may even pass them and you go even ahead of them in the biblical teaching.
当然你可以在主在圣经的话语你可以放上你的时间有更多的研究。
This is a good advice for parents. Read your Bible.
所以这是我也是劝告做父母的要好好读圣经。
And there is another level called cultural difficulty.
还有一种层次的是文化上面的困难。
Most of us is the first generation for parents into this country.
在座我们的父母们大部分都是移民的第一代。
So you got two cultures.
所以在你的生命里面大概有两种文化。
One is antique one.
一种是旧文化。
And one is pretty new and fresh.
一种是新文化。
You are adjusting.
你自己在你的生命里面你也在适应这两种文化。
But for children, they may only got one culture.
但是对这边生长出生的孩子他大概只有一种文化。
So you see the parents, you see both sides. One side is very clearly, but the other side is kind of in vague.
所以你看做父母的有的部分我们看得很清楚，有些部分却是模糊的。
You may appreciate the original culture and maybe also appreciate some of the new culture.
有时候做父母的我们可能会很欣赏我们来自的旧文化，同时我们在我们生命中新文化我们也有觉得也有不错的地方。
But not to the full extent of for the new culture.
那当然我们对新文化我们是不会完全的全盘的接受。
But your children, actually they were pretty much saturated and soaked by the new culture.
但是对你的孩子来讲他大概是完全沉浸在现在的这个文化里面。
Any two culture, when they collide,
当两种文化有碰撞的时候
there will be good side and also bad side.
当然有好的也有不好的。
They will always bring in confrontation.
但是我们知道一定会带来冲突。
And how you manage that?
那你要怎么处理这样子的冲突呢？
Parents, you shall not say, my culture is supersede yours.
做父母的，请你不要告诉你的孩子，我的文化是超越你的文化的。
And I know two cultures, you only know one.
因为我知道两种文化，你只知道一种。
See, culture sometimes is blind.
你知道吗？有的时候文化是盲目的。
So you need to really find the value.
所以你一定要找到真正的价值是什么。
Well, for children, I need to tell you.
做孩子的，我必须提醒你。
Deep inside your heart,
在你的心里面
you may look down upon your parents' culture.
你可能有一点轻视您父母来自的文化。
So you may have some bias.
你可能会有一些偏见。
You will say, here he goes again.
你说看来又来这一套了。
But we need to learn that this very new culture here in this country.
但是我们在对不起，如果我们生在这个国家，我们就必须学习这个国家的文化。
The mainstream of this country is from Christianity.
你知道吗？在美国的主流文化源自于是基督教的文化。
Maybe now it's underground.
当然，现在也许因为世界的潮流，这个主流的文化，甚基督徒的文化已经下沉了。
But it's still the main one.
但是您要记得，还是原来的主流文化。
You can see when their president or your president try to become the president, they need to put their hand on something, right?
大家记得吗？我们的总统，在美国的总统，当他宣誓的时候，他手要放在一个什么上面？
They need to put on the Bible.
他宣誓的时候要把他手放在 Bible 上面，圣经上面。
This is the real mainstream culture of this country.
这就是在美国的真正的主流文化。
So for parents,
所以做父母的，
we got connection.
我们有一个连接。
If you read Bible carefully,
如果你仔细地读圣经的话，
you shall have a common language with your children.
你应该会跟你孩子有共同的语言。
This is called Christian culture.
这个叫做基督教的文化。
And this is going to bless you and your family.
如果我们了解这样子的话，我们就会祝，神就会祝福我们的家。
So children, you can obey in the Lord.
所以做孩子的，你可以在主里来 听从你的父母。
And parents, you can raise up your children in the Lord.
做父母的，你也可以在主里来养育你的孩子。
And both sides respect what the Bible said.
然后我们两方都能够尊敬圣经所教导的。
Let the Bible become our highest authority in our family.
让圣经成为我们家最高的权威。
And that is possible for parents and children.
这对孩子做父母的都是可能的事。
The Bible we just read, talking about do not exasperate your children or embitter your children.
在刚我们读的圣经里面讲到说，不要惹儿女的气，并且激怒他们。
See, most of us are kind of grown up.
我们在座的大部分都已经长大了。
But I would like to give advice for young men and women because you may end up.To raise kids.
我想为在座的年轻人有一点劝告，因为有一天你们长大，你们很可能你们也要做父母。
And for parents here, you may catch up something that you may miss in the past.
做父母的，我们也可以学习，也许在过去的生活里面我们有疏忽的。
See, the Bible mentioned about do not exasperate or embitter your children so they will become discouraged.
圣经这边提到说，不要惹儿女的气，并激怒他们，恐怕他们失了志气。
This doesn't mean that you cannot make them angry.
这不是说你不能让他们生气。
If that's the case, then they're going to be horrible.
如果是这样子的话，真的是很糟糕的一件事。
All the kids become queen and king.
小孩子都变成国王跟皇后了。
This is not what the Bible said.
这不是圣经所教导的。
Bible said.You do not continuously provoke, irritate, or intimidate your children. So, in the end, they become discouraged.
圣经是说我们不要长期继续不断地惹孩子发怒，到最后他们变成失了志气的人。
Of course, any teaching sometimes will bring in uncomfort.
当然我们知道当在管教的时候都会带来一些不舒服的事。
So the parent, you are the one really hold the responsibility.
所以做父母的你的确是有责任的。
In California, I guess the adult age is what, 18?
在加州我们成人的法定年龄是18岁吗？
So not many years left for you, parents.
所以没有太多年了做父母的。
18 years.
18年.
How can I make my children successful within that 18 years?
我如何能够在那个有限的18年让我的孩子成为成功的人?
That is pretty much you can do within that range.
你知道吗?也就是只有在这个范围里面18年,父母能够做的就是这18年。
Let's start from the very beginning.
让我们从头来看看。
When you have a baby.
当你小孩还是 baby 的时候。
Baby, the only communication skill is what? Crying.
Baby 跟父母唯一的沟通的方法就是哭。
Through that crying period, for its survival, you need to learn something very important.
从小孩子哭能够得到他所想要的生存的方式的时候，你要学到一件事情。
See, the Bible teaches us not to break their will.
圣经里面讲说，不要失了他们的志气。
So we as parents, we need to help them to build up their will.
所以我们做父母的，我们要帮助孩子，要建立他们的自信心跟他们的志气。
他们的意志。
意志啊。
Help them to strengthen their will, so in the future they can be bent.
我们要帮助小孩要建立坚强的意志，所以有一天他可以有一点弯度可以走。
So the first stage as a little baby, don't let their cry dominate you.
所以当小孩还是个 baby 的时候，不要让他的哭声来管辖你。
You need to let the baby know who is in charge.
谁是在管辖的人啊？
谁是掌权者？
谁掌权的人啊？
Not every time he cries, you come to serve.
不是每次他哭，你就赶快去服侍他。
Of course, under one condition, that your baby is healthy.
当然，这是情况是你 baby 是很健康的情况底下。
Don't run after his crying or her crying.
不要小孩一哭就赶快跑过去。
Then the baby will start to understand who is in charge.
因为这样子做的话，小孩子就会知道到底谁是掌权的。
They're going to help them to strengthen their will.
这个会帮助他们建立他们的意志。
After the first stage, then you will get into infant stage.
当 baby 的stage 过去的时候，就变成婴儿。
幼年。At this time, you try to help them to build up their habit.
在这个时段，我们就要帮助他们能建立他们的习惯。
Like sanitary habit.
譬如说一些健康的好习惯。
And you need to spend lots of time over and over again to help them to build up. Never get tired. If you do, go to prayer.
这段时间做父母的很辛苦，我们要一次又一次的帮助他们建立这样好习惯，而且不能放弃。如果做父母的你觉得很累的话，请你多读圣经，
去祷告。
Oh, prayer.
Okay, and the third stage is, let's say from six to ten, you need to teach them to take their own responsibility.
Okay, 小孩子长到六到十岁的时候，你要教导他要自己要负责任。
Manners,
他的态度，
礼貌、
嗯、
and also their own room, they need to take care of their own room.
还有他自己的房间要好好的整理干净。
You need to share with them and teach them and guide them step by step.
你必须一步一步的教导他们，带领他们。
And usually the training of will is always go through a very boring process.
你知道要建立小孩子意志的这一段训练的过程，通常都是非常的 boring, 非常的无趣的。
单调的。And also help them to be a good member of a small group.
而且要记得有一个很好
团体的纪律。
有一个团体的纪律。
They know how to work with other members in the group.
在小团体里面，他们要学会怎么样跟其他的朋友们能够互相合作。
And when they get to the next stage, you need to teach them how to make friends and also pay attention to their grades.
当他们长大到下一个阶段的时候，要注意教导他们怎么样来交朋友，并且对他们的成绩要有注意。
And also they need to pay attention to ask them to have exercise.
还有就是小孩长大以后要注意他们要有运动。
And they need to know what is their rights and obligation.
让他们知道他们的权利跟他们的义务是什么。
And you need to start to tell them what really exactly outside the world.
你要教导他们到底外面的世界是什么。
Even let them know the dark side of the society.
甚至要让他知道这个社会里面的黑暗面。
And also you need to tell them how toughthat you can survive in the society through your job or career.
而且你也可以把你自己的故事告诉他说，我是透过这样子这么艰难的，我在我的工作上面能够存留下来。
And also share your weakness to them.
做父母的，我们也可以把我们的软弱来跟我们的孩子分享。
Actually, through this, their will become strong.
因为这样子的时候，他们的意志就会更坚强。
And they will know how to fight.For the future.
而且他们也可以为未来有所争斗。
And the last stage is they let them know what the responsibility for them in the society.
最后一个阶段就是让孩子知道他们对社会有什么样的责任。
We hope the young men, you can catch up if any spot that you miss And you need to learn to read through the Lord, through the prayer, so you can become strong in the future.
年轻人，我鼓励你们，您刚刚看过以后，你要知道，在你的生命的阶段，你有没有失去什么？透过祷告，透过跟主的关系，能够再次的成长起来。
And I have a burden that if some of you, maybe few of you, that your parents and children relationship is not harmony at this moment.
我心里面有一种感动，如果在现在，如果有些孩子跟父母的关系不是很好的时候，
If children, you pray the Lord will give you the strength, you can take the first step.
做孩子的，如果您依靠神，神给你力量，你可以主动的。
Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow.
也许今天晚上，明天。
You go to your parents.
你可以跟你的父母，来到你的父母面前。
You tell them that you will never shut the door for parents and children communication.
你告诉你的父母，你永远不会把这个跟父母之间的沟通的门关上。
If your parents want to talk anything to you, you will open the door for them.
如果你的父母想要跟你聊些什么，讲些什么，你永远都把门打开的。
When you really run into a deep difficulty, your peers would never ever spend any effort for you.
如果真的今天你的生命有什么困难的时候，请记住，您的朋友是不会愿意花上什么力气。
But your parents will.
但是您的父母绝对的会与你同在。
They may try to help, but they don't know how to start.
因为父母的做父母的愿意要帮助你，但是有的时候不知道怎么样开始。
Is it embarrassing?
是不是觉得是一件不好意思的事呢？
But they do.
但是是。
But surely they care about you.
你知道做父母的真的是愿意照顾你们。
So why not make this first step to show your parents you are open to them?
所以做孩子的，为什么我们不踏出第一步，告诉我们的父母，我们愿意跟他们沟通？
And you obey in the Lord, you will receive abundant blessing from above.
如果我们在主里面孝敬我们的父母，我们会从主那儿得到许许多多的丰富的祝福。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Please take a moment that you pray to the Lord, give you the strength and the wisdom. So make your family a blessing place in this world.
弟兄姐妹，让我们每个人都花一点时间来祷告，求主给我们力量，让我们的家庭真是成为世界上一个最有祝福的地方。
Please pray now.
请我们一起低头祷告。
And I will ask two persons to pray, one in English and one in Mandarin.
我会邀请两位弟兄姐妹，一位用中文，一位用英文来祷告。
So let's pray to our Lord.
Dear God, thank you for everything. Thank you for all the blessings you give every single person here and everywhere. May this message help the parents and the children in this service guide them and direct them in the correct way. Let us all have a good day today and take care of everything that is necessary and needed for all the families here. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.